Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Coming towards the ending of this kitab, and speaking about what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the mu'min, for the Muslimin in Jannat, for those people that entered into Jannat, what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prepared, all the delights and all the enjoyments, from the little that we can understand, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining to us that what is kept in Jannat. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أدنى مقعد أحدكم من الجنة أن يقول له تمنى فيتمنى ويتمنى فيقول له هل تمنيت فيقول نعم فيقول له فإن لك ما تمنيت ومثله معه رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Ta'ala will say to the one with the lowest rank in Jannat, make a wish, tamanna, make a wish, desire what you want. That is what Allah Ta'ala is telling the person with the lowest rank, the lowest Jannati, that wish, desire, tamanna, make a wish. He will wish and he will wish. Fayatamanna wa yatamanna. This person will wish and he will wish. In other words, he'll continue wishing. He will then ask him, Allah Ta'ala will then ask him, have you wished? He will reply, yes. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, you have whatever you have wished for and double that. Whatever you could think of, whatever you wanted, you got that and double that also. In other words, Allah Ta'ala doesn't only limit it to what you want. Allah Ta'ala will give even extra. There's no shortage in the khazana and the treasures of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Allah yaqulu li ahli al-jannah, يا أهل الجنة فيقولون لبيك ربنا وسعديك والخير في يديك فيقول هل رضيتم فيقولون وما لنا لا نرضى يا ربنا وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك فيقول ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك فيقولون وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك فيقول أحل عليكم رضواني فلا أسخط عليكم بعده أبدا. True lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will enjoy a hadith like this. This hadith now is not speaking about the physical ni'mat in Jannah, but he's speaking about the spiritual ni'mat in Jannah. The spiritual ni'mat are also ni'mat in Jannah that a person will enjoy. And the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the things that give them more enjoyment than even hearing about the physical pleasures of Jannah. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will say to the inhabitants of Jannat, O inhabitants of Jannat, they will reply, we are at your service, labbaik wa sa'adik, that we are at your service, O Allah, and we are pleased to be here. All good is in your control. Allah Ta'ala will ask, are you pleased? Allah Ta'ala now is asking the Jannatis, are you pleased? Are you happy? Can you imagine what a question this is? They will reply, O Allah, why should we not be pleased when you have given us what you have not given any of your creation? Why should we not be pleased when you have given us what you have not given any of your creation? Allah Ta'ala will ask, should I not give you something better than that? Now after you've seen everything and you're happy, still Allah Ta'ala is saying, should I not give you something that is even better than that? They will ask, O Allah, what could be better than that? They're thinking to themselves, so much Allah Ta'ala has given us, what can even be better than this? Allah Ta'ala will say, I bestow my pleasure upon you, after which I will never be angry with you. I'll never ever get angry with you. Now to the Jannatis, to the people, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's one statement to know, that Allah will never ever be displeased with me. That in itself brings so much of joy. So this is what Allah Ta'ala will tell the Jannatis, that Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada, that I've made my happiness halal, I've made it continuous upon you, and I will never ever become unhappy, I'll never become angry with you ever. This will give the Jannatis so much of joy that Allah Ta'ala will never become unhappy with us. More than anything that they can enjoy in Jannat is this thought now that Allah Ta'ala will not become unhappy with us. We'll do one more hadith. And Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu qala kunna inda Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فنظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر وقال إنكم سترون ربكم عيانا كما ترون هذا القمر لا تضامون في رؤيته. متفق عليه. You can even see the style of Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh. He's bringing the different pleasures of Jannah, but he's leaving the best He's leaving the best for last. In other words, the most enjoyable moments in Jannah, he's leaving it for the last. So this is the second last hadith of this kitab and the series in his kitab, Riyadu Salihin. So now he's bringing the highest to the most enjoyable parts right towards the end. This is the second last hadith. As Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates, that we once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he looked at the full moon. Can you imagine what a scene that was? The full moon, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam present, looking at the full moon. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will see your Allah in person, just as you are seeing this moon. Your view of him will not be impeded. Imagine what pleasure this is. That scene of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, looking at the full moon, the beautiful full moon. One side is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one side is the beauty of the moon, together with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam is saying, you will be able to see Allah like this in Jannah. Can you imagine? What beauty. Can't even imagine that you will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your view of him will not be impeded. What is meant by that? Is that how when a person is looking at the moon, then his view is not obstructed by some building that is blocking him, or his view is not obstructed by somebody that is standing him, because he's standing in front of him, because he's looking up. And when he's looking up, there is nothing that is blocking the view of that moon that is shining brightly. So like that, how you can see so clearly, don't worry, you'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this in Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, doing those actions that please him and continuously earn his pleasure, and give us the tawfiq also of doing those things that will allow us to enter Jannah and benefit from all these beautiful bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in place. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.